was doubling over, the load on my shoulders was a weight I carried with me every day, crossing miles of frustrations and rivers of raging, picking up
stuff. Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Tara.
And it's the holiday season.
Yay! So we have a pre-intermediate lesson today on holiday travel deals.
Okay, so we've been talking about the word deal quite a bit lately because we're all, you know, we're all looking for deals.
You want a good deal.
You want a good deal. Now, the other thing that's important, especially if you live in, well, America or even more so in Canada, the holidays are cold.
They are cold. Get away.
You need to leave. You need to go do something. So, in today's lesson, we're going to be listening to a couple friends talk about, you know, some things you can do during the holidays, places you can go.
Right. There's a world of options out there.
Now, the other thing we are going to talk about today is we have lots of different ways to say something is expensive.
Right.
Or not expensive.
Exactly. So, we'll talk about pennies a lot in this lesson. Which we don't actually use in Canada
anymore. We don't use them anymore. Well, we'll get to the penny.
Yeah.
For now, let's listen to Stan and Jan talk about some holiday travel deals.
Excellent.
Hey, Jan. Any big plans for the holidays?
I think I'm just going to stay at home and save a few pennies.
What? There are so many great deals now that won't break the bank, you know.
Like what?
Well, my wife and I are heading to the Bahamas for a nice tropical vacation.
I bet that cost a pretty penny.
Nah, we got an all-inclusive package. The only thing we have to pay extra for is travel insurance, but that's pretty affordable.
Well, beach holidays aren't really my style. I need something a little more fast-paced and exciting.
Do you like skiing? I saw a really good ski package online.
Well, now that you mention it, I used to love skiing. But I don't know. It's probably too late to get a good deal.
Well, you might have missed some early bird deals, but there are always good last-minute specials, too.
Okay, send me that website and I'll look into it a bit after work. And thanks for the tip.
Anytime, my man.
So we have Stan asking Jan if he has any plans for the holidays.
Yeah, and it sounds like he doesn't.
Right.
And the reason for that is he wants to stay at home and save a few pennies. There's penny.
A penny. So a penny is 1 cent.
1 cent.
So not really useful, but collectively a lot of pennies.
Well, 100 pennies equals $1.
Right.
So, I mean, a dollar isn't really all that much money anymore, but
no.
I actually just borrowed $1 from Tara right before we recorded. So it can be important.
It can make a difference.
Right.
Right. So in another previous lesson, we also talked about staycations.
Yes.
So it sounds like Jan is having a staycation.
Yes, exactly.
To save a few pennies.
To save a few pennies. But Stan, he thinks that's kind of silly. Like, why would you stay at home when there are so many great deals?
That won't break the bank. So a deal, there's lots of meanings for this word.
Yes.
So a deal is like a business agreement sometimes. Mm. But in this case, it means a bargain.
A bargain, a really good price on something.
Exactly. So, you know, Black Friday or Double 11 Day,
right.
You get a lot of good deals.
Deals galore.
Exactly.
Now, these deals that Stan is talking about, these deals won't break the bank.
Won't make you go poor.
Won't make you go poor, exactly. So if something breaks the bank, it basically means really expensive.
Mm-hmm. Like a new car can break the bank, or your rent can even break the bank, which is sad.
Then
you move.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
Now, Stan, on the other hand, he's not having a staycation. What is he going to do with his wife?
Well, he and Mrs. Stan, they are heading to the Bahamas.
Right. So going to.
It's the exact same as going to.
Yeah.
I'm heading to school. I'm heading to work. I'm heading home.
Very important.
Yeah, not to home. I'm heading home.
Yes. And in this case, it's to the Bahamas.
The Bahamas. Oh, it's so warm
and
sunny.
In the Caribbean.
In the Caribbean.
And you may also hear someone say Caribbean.
Caribbean, yeah.
The spelling is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Just different pronunciation.
Different pronunciation. In any case, the Caribbean is in the tropics.
Right. So It is a tropical vacation.
Okay, so tropical. Again, oh, this makes me think of, you know, oranges, warm weather.
Bananas, pineapples.
Yeah.
Pina coladas.
Oh, if you like pina coladas.
Right. Now, Jan, I mean, the Bahamas aren't cheap.
No.
Right? So he actually says that must cost a pretty penny.
Okay, so here we see Henny again. And pretty? I mean, the penny, I haven't seen one in a while. I don't remember it being all that pretty, like,
well,
beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I do have one in my wallet if you want it.
Oh, wow.
Because I can't spend it anywhere. No one will take
no
it.
No one will take it.
A pretty penny just means a lot of money.
Right. So again, expensive.
Now, one more thing about saving pennies that I forgot to mention earlier is pinch pennies.
Oh, yeah.
Means to save your pennies.
To save your pennies, right? Like a penny pincher.
To be frugal.
Yes, exactly.
To save money. Yeah.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
We have a lot of idioms for pennies.
We really
apparently.
Like pennies, considering we don't have pennies
the irony,
anymore.
Right? Right. Now, it's not actually an expensive trip. Why is that?
Because he got an all-inclusive package.
Right. These are sweet.
Yes. Anything that's all inclusive is usually pretty sweet.
You don't have to walk around with money.
Right.
And they're usually attached to a resort.
Okay.
So if you go to Hawaii, for example, they don't have all inclusives in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
So you have to stay in a hotel and you pay for your meals separately.
Okay.
And your drinks, which is where it gets expensive.
Okay.
But an all-inclusive.
You get all your drinks, all your food.
All you can drink and all you can eat 24 hours a day. There's usually a full bar in your room.
Yeah. The other thing, I don't take a lot of vacations, but I don't own a home, so I always rent.
Yes.
And so when I'm renting, I also usually look for something that's all-inclusive.
Right.
Or we could just say all-in.
All-in. Or utilities included. Or yes. Things, amenities included.
Exactly.
Now, a package here, what's that?
This is not coming in the mail.
No. Right?
This is not a box. This is not a letter. This is just like, this is just what they offer.
Right. And it's usually multiple parts. So if you just get your airline ticket or you just get your hotel, you know, you can get an all-inclusive hotel.
Right.
But it's not a package. Together, the airfare, the shuttle, the hotel, the food, everything all together is the package.
That's the package. Exactly. Exactly. So it sounds like the only thing that is not included in this awesome package is travel insurance.
So we've talked about insurances in the past, and travel insurance, especially if you are traveling to the United States, is a necessity.
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, things happen. You're going to fall down. If all those pina coladas are free,
you get tipsy.
You get a little tipsy. You might fall down. And you might find that going to the hospital is very, very expensive.
Right. So it is not at all affordable.
Okay.
So buying that insurance saves you money. It's more affordable.
It's more affordable, meaning that anyone can buy it. Or not anyone, but...
Well, it's paying maybe $100 versus $100,000.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So this word affordable, I just... Well, I love the word because obviously I love affording things.
Right. In Vancouver, we talk about the word affordable a lot and in a negative way.
Right, because it's very difficult to find a place to live here.
That is reasonable.
Because it's really expensive.
Mm-hmm. So there's a limited number of affordable apartments or affordable housing. What's another thing that we use affordable for?
It's hard to get past housing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, especially with you guys, I know it's in China, the housing prices are very, very high.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult for a young person to afford to buy a house.
Right.
So we can say afford a house, afford to buy a house, the same thing.
Well, and once you are buying the house, you have that mortgage. Sometimes, and I'm very lucky that my payments are very affordable. So
okay.
I have affordable mortgage payments.
Okay.
So they're not extreme.
I always remember when I was younger, was one of my friend's friends, and she was a very funny girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always say, whenever anybody asked about some price, what's the price of this? How much does this cost? She would always say, darling, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Yes. It's a little pretentious.
Yeah, it was funny though.
It is. So when you choose a vacation, and I think I am pretty on par with Jan here.
Okay.
You choose where you want to go. And in this case, how does Jan feel about beach holidays?
Yeah, they're not really his style.
Right. So beach holiday, beach vacation.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Same. Going to the beach, yeah. Sitting on the beach.
Drinking pina coladas.
On the beach.
Yes. By the ocean. And it's not really his style.
Same thing as saying, you know, my thing, my
yeah.
cup of tea.
Right.
The thing that I enjoy.
And I agree. I am more of an adventure vacation type person.
Oh, so you like something more fast paced.
Well, I like seeing as much as I possibly can, not just parking my butt on a beach.
On a beach. Yeah, it's really nice for a day or two, but
then I get antsy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So back to fast-paced for a second.
Mm-hmm.
We can really think about pace as being like speed.
How quickly.
So if something is fast-paced, it's quick and exciting.
Slow-paced, it means you're kind of relaxed.
Yeah. Yeah. Like now that, my family is getting a lot older, they're leading a much slower paced life.
Right. Definitely. And, you know, imagine living in New York City, for example.
Yeah.
I picture that with, you know, the cars moving quickly, people everywhere, lights, everything, you know, just so bright. Bright lights, big city, very fast paced.
Yeah, well, I remember moving to Guangzhou when I was a bit younger. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking like, oh my God, this is the biggest city I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then I moved from there to Shanghai. Think like, oh my God.
Is it possible?
It's possible. You go back to Guangzhou, I think it's so laid back,
right.
Relaxed, not as fast paced.
Yes, there's a few places that I'm thinking about in particular that are not very fast-paced, and that if you do move, you have to kind of change your lifestyle a little bit.
Well, that's interesting. We often do say fast-paced lifestyle, right? Like those people who live in New York City, you know, they really have a fast-paced lifestyle.
Right. So since Jan doesn't like the beach, what's another option for him?
Well, he could always go skiing.
Right. And there is a ski getaway online.
Ooh, okay. So we've talked about holiday packages. We've talked about vacation packages. We can also just say getaway or getaway package.
Right. And to me, it seems maybe a little shorter, not like a 2-week vacation.
Yeah.
It's just a quick refresh.
Yeah, exactly. Getaway from the everyday.
Exactly. And I think of like Vegas, going to Las Vegas.
Yes.
That's a quick getaway.
So I'm thinking like a getaway is probably 100% likely that a getaway is going to be all-inclusive.
It can
it's
be.
It's very fast, right? You want to get on that plane, go down there.
Or minimal effort. So you'll get a good package, probably.
That makes more sense. Yeah. That makes more sense. Well, this ski idea has got Jan thinking.
And he says a great thing here. Now that you mention it.
Well, now that you mention it, I do like beer.
It's like,
Yeah.
Interesting.
I wasn't really thinking about this before, but now I am.
Now you've got my brain juices flowing. Yes. Because he does, or he used to love skiing. But he thinks it might be a little late now.
Yeah, it's hard to get a good deal so late into the game, right? The process.
Definitely. Now, one of the things that Stan says is that you might have missed some early bird deals.
That's when you get deals.
Right.
Right. We have a very old phrase, the early bird catches the worm.
Right. Get there early, get there fast, and you get the best price.
You get the best price or the best prize, right? Or the best worm if you like worms.
If you're a bird. Right. But there are always good last minute specials too.
This is better for me. This is more my style.
You're spontaneous.
Let's go now. Like there's, on that airplane, there's always going to be, you know, a seat that they can't.
Right.
They can't get a bum to get in that seat. So there's always going to be a last minute
deal. So do you fly standby sometimes?
I have flown standby. Yeah.
I am too much of a scheduler, I think, so I'm not comfortable with that. But on the other hand, like my parents planned a cruise 2 years in advance.
Oh, wow.
you don't know what you're doing in 2 years. So how do you plan for something that far in advance?
Right. Like, even the early bird isn't going to go that early.
No.
Like, the worms are sleeping.
It's like still, you know, a month away at least, right? So, yeah.
So the only other thing I guess we should say about last minute, it's kind of, we're using it here as an adjective, mm-hmm. like last minute deal, last minute special we have in the dialogue. But you really could also say like at the last minute,
right.
which is something, again, this is really my style. Do my homework at the last minute, mm-hmm. you know, do my Christmas shopping at the absolute last minute.
We also call it the 11th hour.
Yes. Yeah.
Which means you got 1 hour till midnight and your time is up.
Your time is up.
Close to the cutoff. Yeah. So sounds like Jan is really appreciative or thankful for all this advice.
I think he is going to think about this some more.
Mm-hmm. And he actually says, you know, send me the website and I'll look into it.
Okay. So this is a you know, a really colloquial way to say investigate.
Yes. Do some digging.
Yeah. We could even say do my homework.
Do research. Yeah. I actually was talking to someone the other day and they said that they went on a vacation to Australia and they did their homework and looked into a lot of good deals before they went. So
exactly.
It made it better.
Exactly. And then the last thing here is that Jan thanks Stan for the tip.
Right. So very important. Especially if you go to an all-inclusive, you tip, you give extra money to staff.
Yes.
In this case, he's not giving him money.
No money, or hope not.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Could be. This is more like just an idea.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Or thanks for the pointer.
The pointer is another good word,
suggestion.
Too. Thanks for the, they're all the same,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's just thanks for the info.
Exactly.
All right, so let's listen to Stan and Jan talking about these vacation options.
All right. Hey, Jan, any big plans for the holidays?
I think I'm just going to stay at home and save a few pennies.
What? There are so many great deals now that won't break the bank, you know.
Like what?
Well, my wife and I are heading to the Bahamas for a nice tropical vacation.
I bet that cost a pretty penny.
Nah, we got an all-inclusive package. The only thing we have to pay extra for is travel insurance, but that's pretty affordable.
Well, beach holidays aren't really my style. I need something a little more fast-paced and exciting.
Do you like skiing? I saw a really good ski package online.
Well, now that you mention it, I used to love skiing. But I don't know, it's probably too late to get a good deal.
Well, you might have missed some early bird deals, but there are always good last-minute specials, too.
Okay, send me that website and I'll look into it a bit after work. And thanks for the tip.
Anytime, my man.
So, Adam, any last-minute trips planned? Which is, you can't really always plan a last-minute trip, but
yeah, that's the thing, is it's not quite the last minute yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume probably something will come up.
Yeah.
Skiing, you know, like Vancouver has such great skiing.
You don't have to go anywhere. You take a city bus.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, skiing really, it's not really my style.
Right.
The beach is nice, but it's just so far, you know, just to sit on a beach.
Mexico's not that far.
That's true. Like, everybody in my building is, probably the average age is around, like, 50.
Okay.
And so they're Mexico, Thailand. What about you?
There will possibly be a last-minute trip in my future, but not to anywhere nice and tropical. Maybe a little further north.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so a little bit of cold.
Okay. But closer to Santa Claus.
Very close to Santa Claus, right? That's the important thing. He'll have a shorter distance to travel to bring me my presents.
You are so kind to Santa Claus.
I'm helping him out here.
Okay, well, what about you guys? Do you like going traveling on the holidays?
Mm-hmm. And what type of vacation? Tropical? Is it more of a winter destination? And, you know, do you like to plan ahead and have those early bird deals?
Or do you like to be really exciting and lead a fast-paced life and
spontaneous,
wait until the last minute?
And just to roll the dice and see what happens.
Just go.
All right, so let us know and we look forward to reading those comments.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening. See you next time.
Take care.